Welcome back, WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We're down at the Land of Kush eating the vegan crab cake. I'm down to my last couple of bites. I've got the yum-yum sauce. I've got the tartar sauce. It is delicious. Nadja and Greg are going to come on a little later on. We're going to talk about their place, more about their place. Delicious. It's down here at Utah, right by Martin Luther King and about a block or two away from the Meyerhof. I'm going to be at the Meyerhof on Monday with the Ravens crew, the 30 for 30 crew, putting it all together. This thing's brought to you by the Maryland Lottery. We're letting ourselves play here today. I got Betty Boop scratch-off tickets. Chloe's been giving them away. It's also brought to you by our friends at Goodwill. I've been cleaning out my closets for springtime. We had Lisa Rusiniak on this week as well, talking about their jobs program and the things going on at the Excel Center. And Window Nation, literally today, measuring me out. I'm getting new windows, 2 for 1. They're giving me a hell of a deal, and I get to get a visor as well. So big appreciation for all of our sponsors. Here's a guy here who tried to lift the city for so long and now is lifting the Maryland Zoo. And I come at this honest with Kirby Fowler. You were one of our final guests.
Mm-hmm.
I believe on that day Frank Kelly came by. I think maybe John Sarbanes was there that day. Mm-hmm. But we, after we...
at Fadley's.
Fadley's, yeah, yeah. And it all ended, and we all went... Yes. In lockdown, and they said, hey, Kirby, the zoo, take over the zoo, dude. I think you came on after you took over there for a little while because we were doing so much to try to stimulate. You were one place people could come, right, and mm-hmm. be outside.
That's right.
And enjoy. So tell me, how is the zoo? Because my wife and I saw that Brew at the Zoo was next week, and I said, I'm calling Kirby and getting him out
great.
For a crab cake. You vegan crab cake? You had one of these yet?
Never, never.
It's going to be delicious. You're
right, great. I'm looking forward to it.
How are you? What's going on, Brew, at the zoo?
Doing fine. Actually, we're excited to have it back because, like your interview, your live interview, we've been out of commission for 2 years because of COVID. So now we're bringing
it back.
So I
didn't miss anything.
You didn't miss anything. All right. We did a brew through, which is a car-based event that didn't. It worked fine, but all we could do is load some beer in the back of people's car. But it was a way for us to do a fundraiser in the middle of COVID. But now we're bringing it back. We're so excited to have this big fundraiser. It's our biggest fundraiser of the entire year. And people forget that we're a nonprofit. We're the Maryland Zoological Society, and we're a nonprofit, and we need support in order to keep on doing our great conservation work and getting the message of empathy about the saving of wildlife and wild things.
Well, I'll say this for you. I've loved the zoo forever, right? And and this is true story. My wife's 50th birthday is next week.
Mm-hmm.
And her sister and she love animals. One of the things we love about living out in the sticks now is there are animals. We lived in the sky for 20 years here, and all we saw were ladybugs and the occasional pigeons, seagulls, those sort of things. Sometimes you see a falcon training its little one around the building or whatever. But we love animals. We love our cat so much. We talk about it so much. I'm eating vegan crab cakes here in a vegetarian restaurant as well. But I would say this for the penguins, the rhinos, you know, all these things that you have. My wife has decided to spend her 50th birthday at the zoo, and her sister bought the rhino package in the morning, right?
Great, good,
so they're doing the whole.
Good,
they're
yeah.
doing, and we bought the penguin package. And I think I told you this: the man that saved my wife's life, mm-hmm. Niels. We're going to see him in a few weeks. We're going over to Europe, spend a little time with him.
Fantastic.
Next month it's going to be great, and he loves penguins, African penguins.
Mm-hmm.
And I found this out about him from the time we knew he had saved her life before we formally met. That he loved West African penguins. And I had to Google that up, and I thought, well, he loves penguins. He saved my wife's life. I should take him to see penguins somewhere. And I'm like, I know they got some penguins at the Maryland Zoo, but what are the chances that they're the penguins he likes? I Googled it. You have, like, the world's largest West African penguin exhibit, like, in North America or in this
definitely
hemisphere?
North America. we're second in the world outside of South Africa. Amsterdam beats us. But then, after Amsterdam, we're the most.
Amsterdam has
they've
them?
Got more, they've got more African penguins than we do. Just
where? Is it an aquarium?
No, it's a zoo, I believe, in Amsterdam. I believe it's right in Amsterdam somewhere.
We're going to Amsterdam next month.
Go check it out.
With him.
Are you serious?
Niels, don't watch this segment. Whatever you're doing.
Ours are better, though. Our penguins are better.
Well, because they're here. They are.
Exactly.
Tell me about rhinos. I didn't know any, because I thought it was hippopotamuses, because the Cincinnati Zoo has the really famous hippo.
Yes.
And my sister-in-law, Jessica, loves that hippo,
mm-hmm.
and wanted to go there.
Fiona?
Fiona.
Yeah, yeah.
Fiona. You know about Fiona? Fiona's the famous hippo, you know?
Yeah.
So You have rhinos, though, because I said to my wife, you're going to the hippo thing? She's like, they're not hippos at the Maryland Zoo. You'll embarrass yourself saying that to Kirby.
No, we used
they're
to have
rhinos.
Hippos. We used to have hippos. Probably 30 years ago, we got out of the hippo business. But we've had rhinos for quite some time. They're African rhinos. And in fact, we have two new rhinos that came in. They're brothers. They came in. They only had known other rhinos. They were in a sanctuary. And so we had to bring them in, get them used to ostriches and also zebras in the same habitat. And they are thriving. They're wonderful. They're typical
young boys.
Is there
anything like seeing an animal? Like, I know with my own animal, I love her so much. Seeing her distressed and then seeing her happy,
yes.
Right? And
yep.
Seeing a content animal
sure.
In that environment. It's captivity. It is what it is. And we'll take all all the hits on all of that.
Yeah.
But trying to create a positive life for an animal.
Sure. All of our keepers are in it for all those great reasons, because they love animals. They want to train them to have the fullest life they could possibly have. It's a continuum, because you get to see the birth of animals and, sadly, the death of animals. So it can be a very positive and sad thing. You go through a mix of emotions in one day.
Did you know all this coming in? I mean, you took this game. You used to go place to place and meet people that owned the land of Kush and tried to get them involved in building a bigger, better Baltimore. Yeah. That was your charge. That's who you are.
In fact, we teamed up with this restaurant to do the first vegan restaurant week in Baltimore. So way back when.
They're old friends.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
No, it's all about bringing Baltimore up and Maryland as well. The zoo is an oasis, in my opinion. It's just wonderful. Well, I get to walk out of my building and look over the Druid Hill Park area. It looks like a golf course. It is beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. It's a special...
But you knew what you were getting into when you took this gig, right?
Well, yes, I did. And thankfully, I had the nonprofit experience, but I knew very little about animals. So I have deferred and learned a lot from the animal keepers, our vet team. I feel like they're the Johns Hopkins of animal care. They're just fantastic. So impressive.
Well, and for Brew at the Zoo, and I come at this honest. My wife's 50th birthday.
Yep.
She learned about Brew at the Zoo. Her sister found out. Her sister loves animals. They bought the package already. And I'm like, well, I'm going to invite Kirby out today. Dwight Ramos also loves Land of Kush and has recommended it. She couldn't be here today. We're going to try to get her.
The
beauty of the crab cake tours, it never ends.
Yeah, that's
and
okay.
They're all great, and
that's
it's all going to be
it's
fun
Maryland.
Everywhere we go, right?
Yeah.
But Brew at the Zoo is an event that my son and his wife dragged me to 2, 3, 4 years ago, and I got some exercise in. I got some bands. I think Amish Outlaws.
Yep.
There was food going on.
Yep.
There were crab cakes. It was a hell of a party. I am an old Zoomerang guy.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I still have my tuxedos and all the stuff.
Yeah.
I loved Zoomerang, except when it rained. But Brew at the Zoo has become something young people do, and it's a beautiful day at the park.
Yeah,
I hope you get great weather, too.
Yeah, we're hoping for that. It's also Preakness Day, right, too? So
it's next weekend. No, that's your next weekend.
Oh, next week. I'm sorry.
Where were you?
May 28th and 29th.
You're getting mixed up.
I should probably say it's May 28th and 29th.
There you go.
Thank you. Wrong weekend.
It's Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah, I was just talking about preaching. I'm sorry. But May 28th and 29th, Memorial Day weekend.
And we're it's 2 days, though.
It's 2 days, yeah. And we have 80-plus beers and ciders. And with a super sicker... Super sipper. Okay. For $75, you get an hour earlier, and of course you get unlimited drinks, and you get a 16-ounce Pilsner glass that you can take around with you.
That's more sipping than I'm going to do.
Well, okay.
That's a lot of sipping.
A lot of food, a lot of great different foods. Also, a few years ago, we expanded, made sure that the visitors at Brew of the Zoo could get into the zoo and see the animals. And so there's a few different posts within the zoo, so you can take your beer into the rest of the zoo, go to another one of the stands, get a different beer, but also experience some of the animals as well.
Well, what's new? Maybe something I don't know about from a couple. It was all new to me. When I went out and did the Penguins, we did the Penguins in 16, November 16, we did the Penguins, and it's just I hadn't seen it. And if you haven't seen it, it's incredible.
Yeah.
But I would think you're always doing so. It's been 5, 6 years now.
Right. All right. I'll tell you some of the good and the bad. Okay.
Go ahead. Sure.
First of all, the bad. We are suffering through bird flu right now in the country. And most people don't know about it because it's not afflicting human beings. But birds, 28 million chicken have been killed throughout the country, had to be culled because of bird flu. So our birds are indoors. Our penguins are indoors. Many of our other birds are indoors because they could die from the bird flu. So
God, I'm just trying to understand the human flu.
Yeah,
I mean, it took me 2.5 years to figure out a virus in us, and I still don't really know what the hell to do other than take a shot, wear a mask, and be good.
Yeah.
How did the birds get it?
It was terrible. We just got out of COVID, and then we get hit with bird flu. But so migrating birds can carry it from one state to the other, and they could, through their waste, as they drop through the air, it could be transmitted to our birds. And we could be in a situation where we'd have to kill all our birds if one of the birds got it. So we have to make sure we protect
super
our
caution.
Birds. We have to super
in
cautious.
The same way that we should lock down America when we have
a
virus.
So we do have 10 penguins that are accessible to the public that are indoors.
Hope, Grace,
indoors.
Which ones? Any of my friends?
I don't know all the names.
I've met them all.
Oh, really? I think they're still, I remember Grace. Grace.
They have the greatest names,
you
know? Absolutely.
They've got some good ones. But we got 10 penguins that are still accessible to the public for special experiences. But the rest, the 90 to 100 other penguins are indoors. So we can protect them.
Sure.
Because, you know, it's not great for their well-being right now, but at least they're going to be alive. And that's our goal, to keep them alive. So that's one challenge for us. But the good stuff is all of our African animals are out prancing around enjoying the good weather. We've also done something new this year. We have a dinosaur exhibition. So we've got animatronic
real dinosaurs?
Yes. Well, that's every 12-year-old who comes up to me asks, are they real dinosaurs? I said, they're real something. They're robotic dinosaurs.
No one loved dinosaurs more than me when I was 9 years old.
You've got to check it out. You've got to check it out. When I was nine.
The shy stegosaurus I was into all that.
We have no stegosaurus. Triceratops, T-Rex, Brachiosaurus, a bunch of other ones. But really, really cool. But it's in the back part of Maryland Wilderness. It's an immersive experience. You feel like you're in Jurassic Park. We opened it up May 6th.
Just going to scare me?
And a little bit. The 8-year-olds are a little scared.
Jurassic Park scared me when I saw it. I remember that.
Well, this weekend we're showing that movie at the zoo just to get people ready for it. And on June 10th, the new movie comes out too, so good timing. But it's back part of the Maryland Wilderness. We've got 20 animatronic dinosaurs. They're allegedly life-size. And they're moving a little bit. We got a few big ones, a few small ones, but you get to see the variety. And we were debating, should we have a climate change message about this?
Why not?
But instead, we decided, let's be a little more positive. So we are deciding to look at the traits of dinosaurs that have been carried on through species over the years and how some of those really important traits of dinosaurs have carried on.
I see a raptor.
You'll see a raptor. You see learning about the raptor or even a triceratops. They have a big shield, and it's like elephant ears. They use it to regulate their temperatures.
You are learning about animals. Look at you.
Even dinosaurs.
You're almost like Steve Irwin level here at this point. You're getting it.
But I don't know if it's a super soaker ticket or super sicker. What's it called again? Super Sipper.
I don't even know that.
Can you do this
professionally.
Jeez.
The Brilliant Zoo will be available at the Maryland Zoo on Saturday, May 28th and Sunday, May 29th. Jeez. From 1 till 7, Super Sippers enter at noon. Super Sippers are $75, non-member $65, member $60, designated driver. Somebody's got to do it.
Yep.
$30, and under 21. $25. There you go. Guests must be 21 years of age or older to drink. And Super Sipper includes the hour early admission. 16-ounce commemorative glass, unlimited beer sampling. That's why you need the driver. All-day zoo admission, access to food, and artisan vendors. Food trucks?
Food trucks, some fruit carts as well. You should do this for a living, by the way. You're very good at this.
You know, someone at the zoo should sponsor us to do this for a living. Come on by and support them. Brew at the Zoo, presented by M&T Banks. I guess Augie will be there. Hi, Augie.
Hey, Augie.
What's going on? This is the biggest fundraiser. Tell us about where the funding comes for all this love of these animals, other than charging me 20, 30 bucks when I show up or whatever it is.
That helps. Well, attendance has been strong at the zoo, which is great. We're an outdoor establishment, but we've got a lot of great things for people to see.
I'm going to eat a vegan crab
while
you tell
me. Sure, please do that.
The spicy part of the yum-yums got me yum-yumming.
But the attendance is strong. People are coming back. But in addition to general admission, we get some government support, particularly from the state, some from the city, Baltimore County as well. We've got a lot of Baltimore County residents who enjoy the zoo. But then also a lot of donations supporting our conservation efforts. We have conservation projects in Africa to help elephants, the penguins in Africa. We've got a conservation project in Panama to bring back the Panamanian golden frogs. We've got projects with polar bears in Canada, and we're sending our employees out there to help. The experience that they get at our zoo can help the animals in the wild in these places.
You still have polar bears?
We had to transfer our two polar bears because our climate is not wonderful
for
polar bears, but also our habitat was too small. We were asked to save two grizzly bears from Montana. Their mother had been shot, and the state of Montana knew that we had experience, so they asked us to take on these two grizzly bears. So we had two grizzly bears, two polar bears, in a fairly small habitat, and we're all about bigger habitats and choice of control for the animals, all those good things. But we had too many animals. They were at the same age, same hormonal stage as well. So there's a lot going on. And grizzlies and polar bears don't get along that well in the wild. Grizzlies are taking over polar bear habitats. So even though they weren't exactly next to each other, they could smell each other, there was too much going on. So our polar bears went to Oregon and Utah.
So but you have grizzlies.
We got two grizzlies who are wonderful, and they're fun. They're young, and they've got even more space to play around.
So, my wife loves animals so much, we went to Yellowstone, and because I love Pearl Jam, we were going to Pearl Jam in Missoula, Montana. This has been 2017 we did this. And I was watching the Yellowstone series that was on A&E or National Geographic, Nat Geo, I think. And it was the week we were going there. It was Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. We were up every night watching it live at 10 o'clock. It was live, but it was fake. But it was. They said it was live, right? But they're showing, we'll go to the eastern part of Montana and see the bison. We'll go to so they're doing all this stuff. The night before we left on like a Friday. She fell asleep on it, and I was awake. And she didn't see what they did that night. And what they did that night is they went to this grizzly bear reserve outside of Bozeman, a little east of Bozeman, and we were going to Bozeman, and while she's like asleep in the bed, and I'm watching this, I'm like, because she loves bears, we didn't want to see one. If it's brown, lie down. If it's black, fight back. It was the bear thing. When you're there, that's what they tell you that. I paid attention, and see, my wife would be pleased with me because she'll watch this one. So she's asleep, and I Google the place real quick. And I'm like, oh, man, that's like 30 miles where we're going to be. We can just zip over there. And
you didn't tell her.
I didn't tell her. So 3-4 days into the trip, I'm like, hey, when we get to Bozeman, we're going to have a little detour here. I'm not going to tell you what we're doing. You ever been to Montana?
Yes.
Ain't nothing in Montana. I mean, you go out of Bozeman, and there's just a road, and there's eagles, and it's just people fly fishing, and you just drive. So we started going, and I said, when we get to Bozeman, we're going to go east. I don't want you Googling what we're doing because I don't want you to know what we're doing. So we start, but she's watching the road. And we get 18 miles out, and it's like Grizzly Bear Reserve. Oh, she's like, we're going to see the grizzly bear. And I'm like, oh, man, you wrecked it for me. So they have a preserve there. And you literally can get face-to-face. You know, it's moat-oriented, like, you know, the San Diego Zoo, all the modern zoos became that way.
Get away from the cages.
All right? Yeah, yeah. And so we have selfies with grizzly bears.
No.
And we took pictures.
How close were you?
Here to the wall.
Okay. Wow.
No, I'm serious.
Are you here today?
Seriously, man. I'll show you the pictures. So we had to see, and my wife loves taking pictures. She had her big thing with her because we were in Yellowstone. It looks like she ran into a grizzly bear she could have put it up and say, hey, we saw this when we were like on a hillside
somewhere.
People
try that at our zoo too because it could definitely look like you're there.
Know, and if the bear got behind me, you could do the... You know, I'm afraid of the bear kind of thing. Yeah. So bears are fun.
They're amazing. I got a chance to go out to Deep Creek and actually interact with some of the bears out there. I was with the Department of Natural Resources, and what they do is they track the bears. And so I got out. I got to see some of the cubs. It was amazing. So even in our own state, we always try to reiterate that message. Even in our own state, we've got some great wildlife.
If it's brown, lie down. If it's black, fight back. I remember that about bears.
Or have a tranquilizer gun.
Well, I'm doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour again. You talk about this state. You talk about going out there. Yeah. And you love the city, and you can get on the soapbox all about the city all day. Yeah. I'm from Dundalk. I've been here my whole life. There were so many parts of the state I had never gone. Mm-hmm. And the Crab Cake Tour, thanks to the lottery and Goodwill and our friends at the Restaurant Association of Maryland, and people sent us out last year. So, I mean, we went places that we have to go back. So I'm doing it again this year for 31 days. But like Swallow Falls and Antietam and Rocky Gap, these were places that I had, Blackwater Refuge,
it's
over on the Eastern Shore.
Yep.
what a beautiful joint we got here, yeah. right? And you're the Maryland Zoo. You're not the Baltimore Zoo. Yeah. Some people get that wrong.
That's right. What's it called? America in miniature? Isn't that what they call the state? Have
that
you heard that before?
What, yes, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
There's a lot to this state, and I love it. It's just I am not from here. I'm from New Jersey. I came down here when I was 25 years old, and haven't turned back.
As I always say, you escape.
Escape from New Jersey? No.
What else can people do to help the zoo other than just coming out and being a part of it? Brew at the Zoo's huge. That's why Kirby Fowler's here from the zoo. But I'm going to be out there next weekend.
Sure.
We're coming Saturday, by the way. But we love the zoo, and
sure.
it's such an asset. It's such a beautiful thing, I think, for everybody.
Well, I think. Well, thank you for coming to the zoo and for coming for Brew at the Zoo. I think people can continue to just come visit us and learn. Our job is to convey empathy about animals and our conservation programs. And people have got to know more about that because we're doing really important research here, training. We're trying to help out the world. And with people helping us out, we could do more to help the world.
What's the animal I got to see that I haven't seen, that I haven't talked about?
That I haven't talked about. We have three baby chimps. No other zoo in the country has three baby
chimps. Oh, I love chimps.
They're fascinating. They are fascinating. We just had a baby chimp. No, not a baby chimp. An adult chimp who had her 50th birthday yesterday. So we celebrated her 50th birthday yesterday. I mean, her name is Joyce. But they are, it's amazing. You can see a lot of us in them. They're just so close. And even their dynamic is so close to human dynamic. We have two separate troops because we have to sometimes separate chimps because they're not going to along with each other. It's almost like you're running a kindergarten class or something like that, and you've got to separate kids. But the chimps are just fascinating. So you got to find the three baby chimps. They're wonderful.
All right, there it is. See, perfect.
Great.
Kirby Fowler, Maryland Zoo, joining us here. Brew at the Zoo is the 28th and 29th. Don't go on Preakness weekend looking for Brew at the Zoo. Go to the Preakness and then go to Brew at the Zoo the following weekend, or come by the zoo anytime and support them and love up the animals. And thanks for the update. That's
sure,
fantastic.
Sure, thank you. Nice to see
all
you
right.
again, too.
We're at the
thank you
Gush,
for doing this.
And, hey, we're doing vegan crab cakes. I have my last bite here. Delicious tartar sauce, the yum-yum sauce. We're going to have Greg and Naja on. We're going to be talking about the Land of Kush. It's the Maryland Crab Cake Tour presented by our friends at Window Nation, our friends at Goodwill Industries, and, of course, the Maryland Lottery, letting ourselves play. The Maryland Crab Cake Tour next week. Black Swan on Thursdays. Closed event because it's afternoon. But they seat for dinner. New American Fair down in Harbor East, as well as on Friday, we're going to be out at Nick's Grandstand Grill at Timonium, as the coach would say, overlooking the track. Big track week here this week. We've had Donna Edwards on. Also had Dick Girardi on, Randy Moss, lots and lots of folks looking forward to Preakness 147. I am Nestor. We are WNST AM 1570. Back for our conclusion and maybe another vegan crab cake at the Land of Kush. Stay with us.